And a school bus driver from Fort St. John is helping change the law. We last spoke to Cindy Detling in August when she wrote a letter to the provincial government. She told the kids on her bus are constantly in danger from drivers who illegally pass her when her bus is stopped. And she asked them to consider increasing the punishment for breaking the law. Now, Transportation Minister Todd Stone says he's heard Cindy's message and he'll be reviewing these rules. Here's how Cindy Detling reacted.
I just heard. I'm really excited about that. Our primary concern is keeping the kids that we transport safe. You know, and the most dangerous part of any school bus ride is when you're getting on and off of the school bus. You know, it's just a whole bunch of letter writing is what it was. I sent letters to everybody in the provincial government I could possibly think of. The school district, every school district in British Columbia, I presented in front of the city of Fort St. John, who, you know, were very interested and very proactive in it, in their support, and they took it to the regional city meeting. So everybody really banded together. You know, the provincial government took us seriously and are reviewing the issue. That says a lot to them as well. So I think it was a group effort that is making this happen. We just did a count again Monday morning. And from our first school day, which was September 8th, we had a whopping total in School District 60 of 102 infractions. Yeah, it's not getting better. And, you know, anything that's going to help keep our kids safer is a good thing.
Cindy Detling is a school bus driver for School District 60 in Fort St. John. Her campaign to increase the punishment for drivers who pass school buses whose lights are flashing has reached Victoria. Transportation Minister Todd Stone says he will be reviewing the punishment, which is currently $167 and 3 demerit points, and is considering increasing it.